Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, this time of year, a lot of us can be looking to buy a new bit of tech, from a phone to a laptop. But do you always have to pay full whack and buy a brand new? Elaine Burke, tech journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Elaine, before we get to buying secondhand and refurbished tech, are people upgrading their phones and their gadgets way too much anyway? Always wanting the new model. And like, waste of money aside, it's not good for the environment either, is it?
Yes, absolutely. And it's not necessarily exclusively the consumers at fault here. I mean, there's marketing campaigns that spend millions and billions to make sure that you think that you need to upgrade your devices a lot more often than you think you should. And also the way devices are built these days almost kind of creates this need to upgrade, because you can have something where software is essentially locked out by, hardware is eventually locked out by software. So you can have a device that the hardware in it should last like a decade or even longer, like if it's a laptop or something like that. But if the provider of the software to run that machine stops supporting the software, well, then it becomes a risky device to use because it won't have all of the security protections if they're no longer upgrading the software. So they can actually do what's called planned obsolescence in that way. So I can have a machine that's no longer supported by the latest operating systems, and it's risky for me to use that. So I will be forced then to upgrade.
OK, so if you don't do the upgrade, eventually they will force it on you. And then a lot of the time now as well, you find if you go to get something fixed that you're basically just told, oh no, just get the new model, it's easier, it's cheaper.
And some people might feel that they're being scammed in that sense by the person trying to repair it. But it is like the parts have become very expensive, and also even disassembling phones and devices has become much harder. Parts get glued together. There's even a new kind of mode in laptops where they do what's called system on chip, which kind of means that a lot of the component parts are integrated into one system on one chip.
So they're making them deliberately so they can't be fixed.
And like, it does have, you know, advantages in terms of efficiency and things like that. Okay. But why go in that direction if it means things are less repairable, less modular, less able to disassemble and, you know, replace parts and even upgrade parts? If you wanted to buy a basic machine and upgrade it yourself, that's what computing used to be. It used to be this kind of hobbyist culture where people would build their own. We've really moved away from that in terms of the manufacturing.
Okay, so we're going to talk about refurbished phones, computers, gadgets or whatever, and then secondhand ones. Yeah. So what does refurbished actually mean?
Yeah, so refurbished is that it has gone through a process, usually has multiple steps. You're talking, some of them are like 40-step, 70-step processes to make sure that it has reached a certain benchmark, and then it has been tested to see what benchmark it has reached, and also it's been assessed in terms of its physical look and feel to see whether it can be graded as, you know, fair condition, good condition, like new, as new. There's different gradings on different refurbished sellers. And it means that you can get a device at a cut price and it can be like new. It might maybe have some outer defects, so maybe some scratches on the casing or something like that. But inside, it should work as you'd expect something off the shelf to work, unless it's graded in a different way to warn you that maybe not won't be the case.
And there's a range of prices here, obviously, depending on condition or whatever.
Exactly.
What kind of a discount could you expect to be getting?
So some providers say you can get up to 30% off. Some say you can get up to 60% off. It will depend on the device, the age of the device, how well it's been refurbished and what kind of condition you're buying in. But you can absolutely save quite a significant amount, because when you're talking about even 10-15% off of a high price, that adds up to quite a lot of money as well.
Okay, so I take it that you're recommending for the amateur, go to a refurbished site rather than going on to a secondhand marketplace and looking for a phone.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Because if you're buying secondhand, like what I find is people who buy secondhand when it comes to technology are people who are quite familiar with the tech that they're buying. So people who buy secondhand computers are quite techie and know how to do benchmarking tests. People who buy camera equipment would be photographers. They know exactly what to check, what they're looking for. People who buy music equipment would be the same. They tend to be musicians who are buying it secondhand. And you can get great deals. I know loads of people who fit all of those categories who find great deals from just buying secondhand, but they know how to test it.
Okay.
But if you you go through an authorised refurbished seller, you're getting a guarantee. You're also getting a warranty. Like the majority of sellers that I know give you a 1-year warranty. So it is like protected, and you get customer service. You get follow-up if there's any problems, because you're not dealing with an individual who's just trying to offload things from their house. You're dealing with a company that has a reputation to protect. And there's plenty of these platforms out there.
What are the sites?
Yeah, so there's Refurbed. They operate in Ireland. Swappy exclusively do iPhones. And they also buy iPhones off of users. So if you have a recent iPhone that you're not using anymore, you can sell it back to Swappy and they'll refurbish it and resell it onto someone else. They'll even like arrange the pickup and everything. Backmarket is another platform as well. And all of those, like I said, have warranties. They have customer service. They have all these kind of refurbishment processes in place. Swappy does its refurbishments in-house, as far as I know, but Refurbed and Backmarket operate through like a network of refurbished sellers. So they're kind of like an Amazon for a refurbished marketplace.
Okay.
But all of the refurbishers that they work with have to go through an onboarding process. They have to meet their standards. And like I said, they're a brand that needs to protect their brand as a refurbished seller. So if things go wrong, they do make an effort to make sure that the customer is still satisfied at the end of the day. So you do have that recourse and that like safety net. Because it, you know, it's always risky when you make any purchase, really, and you do want to have recourse if anything does go wrong.
Yeah, but they've been around a while and you can go back to them and all that.
Exactly.
You said they're authorised refurbishers.
Yes.
Are they recognised by the industry and the phone makers and stuff?
So this is actually, in the EU, what's happened is, and Apple made a big deal about this when they made it happen, where they, you know, released their manuals and tools and made spare parts available to people to repair their devices. That was mandated by the EU. So that wasn't like a move that Apple did out of the good of their own heart. So in the EU, we have the right to repair. So it does have to be that devices and things that are manufactured across the EU have to be repairable. And that means manuals are available, spare parts are available, and all the environment is kind of assisting people to do repairs. Now, like I said, still in the manufacturing, there's a problem with some components being made in a way that's irreparable, but that's a different issue. But you can also, like, if you are getting things repaired yourself, you should go to like authorised refurbishers or authorised resellers and things like that, because they're licensed by, say, Apple or companies like that. And even like the likes of Dyson, like some things have gone high tech, like hair care products. Dyson has its own refurbished site that it runs through eBay. So they're actually like devices being sold by Dyson, refurbished by Dyson, and you can get them at a lesser price. Apple has its own refurbished site as well.
Has it? And the Apple one is just on Apple. Would you just
if you just look up Apple refurbished.
So what are the best things to buy refurbished?
I'd say Mac products are definitely worth buying refurbished. Like, I have a refurbished Mac that I've used for a really long time. It's because, probably less so now, like I said, the way manufacturing is going, it's kind of trending towards lesser made goods that don't last as long. But there was a period in time where you really couldn't beat an Apple product in terms of the longevity you could get out of it, even though their marketing would tell you otherwise. You could get a long time out of them. Now, the challenge you will come across is the software issue. So if you are buying anything refurbished or secondhand, check that what the device's Mac operating system is. And some Googling will figure this out for you, because all this information is available online. Because you'll find out then if it's on its last legs in terms of operating system, it's no longer going to be supported after this operating system, which is the Mac that the components of this hardware can support. That means you won't get that long out of it, because once the software is no longer supported, it's a less secure device.
Okay. Now, so you're saying buy a recent model, really, yeah?
But if it's a Google or Samsung device, they have actually guaranteed for some of their more recent sales in the last 2 years, I think it is, that they will support the operating system for at least 10 years. So that's something that they have said with their devices that they'll do. So if you're buying a model of a Google or a Samsung phone from the last couple of years, it should be part of that program. And again, you can double check that online.
And can you keep using a device after the support is
run out? Yes, you totally can. It's just not advisable because of that security issue. So it means that any kind of new bugs that are on the scene, new threats that are out there, new vulnerabilities that are detected, they won't be updated in the software of that device. So you would be vulnerable to any of those attacks.
Okay, if people are asking here about buying them for presents and stuff like that, if you buy from a refurb site, do you get a nice looking box or whatever with it?
And
get the buzz of feeling you're unboxing.
I've unboxed one of Swappy's devices, and it is like buying a new iPhone. And that was one of their as new or like new graded phones. It really felt like you were unboxing a real iPhone. I compared it to the iPhone 12 that was like nearly like new that I had as well, and that you couldn't really tell the difference. There's even a video on our podcast channel where you can see that for yourself, and you do get that whole packaging experience when you buy from the refurbished sellers. When you're buying secondhand, you should make sure that you're like, they may not have the box or anything like that, but you should make sure that all the accessories that are listed that come with that device still come with it, and that they haven't lost any parts or anything like that. And if you
what
can,
else, if you are buying secondhand now, which I suspect most people are going to be nervous of it, given that it sounds like the refurbishers are very trustworthy and everything, and people want peace of mind. What are you looking out for if you do decide to buy secondhand?
If you can, some people like might be good enough that they've held onto their receipt, the original receipt from the product. That's a really good thing to get hold of, because it's handy for like follow up and stuff like that. If there is maybe some warranty left or anything like that on it. Like I said, they might not have the original box. Make sure all accessories are there. You should be able to find a stock listing on many websites that will show you what should have come with the original product and the original specs. It would be hard to do benchmarking tests unless you're a bit experienced. And it's also like the seller might not want you downloading software onto the device because they might not trust you either. Get someone who's maybe experienced. You know, if you're going to buy a car, you get someone who knows cars to do the tire kicking and things like that. So maybe look to that. But also things that you could check. If you spend 15 minutes on a machine, you'd notice two things. If the battery degraded quite significantly in 15 minutes of use, then it's probably on its last legs. And if it got overheated in 15 minutes of use, those would be two pretty red flags that I wouldn't buy that
machine. Okay, so implicit in that, you're suggesting you try and try it out before you actually
buy it kind of give it a test drive if you can.
Okay. Someone here asking about how do you ensure that the old iPhone is clear of all your data, etc., before you send it for resale? Like that people might be nervous of that in buying and stuff as well. Is there data security issues around any of this?
Yeah, what you want to do is a factory reset. So it's meant to basically wipe the phone to when it came out of the box. That's what a factory reset is supposed to do. Now, I think some people have found in the past problems with factory reset, but like it what factory reset is meant to do is completely wipe the phone. And then what any responsible refurbished seller will actually go into that phone and make sure everything is absolutely wiped as well. So you can do that as a precaution before you hand any phone over, and any responsible reseller will also do an
extra
check.
Okay, so you can rest assured if you're selling your phone off.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, like, you know, with cybersecurity, you can never 100% guarantee anything, but I'd say you'd be fairly safe.
And come here, do people have phones lying around? If they're recent enough phones from the last few years at home in drawers or whatever, they can get good money for them, yeah?
Yeah, like, and it depends on the age of the phone and kind of like what value it was when it was bought as well. But I think even Vodafone runs like a trade-in program. So it's becoming more popular that they're doing this, because the phone manufacturers actually do want to get these devices back. There is critical raw materials in those devices that are finite and will run out if we keep going at the rate that we're going.
Okay.
So they actually need to recover these materials.
But you can also sell them to the refurb sites, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. And like, so I said, Swappy will even arrange pickup and everything. It's very kind of seamless process for the seller.
Okay, so you're recommending this as both environmental and money saving, yeah?
Oh, 100%. It's definitely something I'd love to see more kind of consciousness going in this direction in terms of consuming tech, because like, even when people ask me like, what phone should I buy and things like that, it's like, whatever you can afford, because like they're not really making bad stuff at the moment. Like, everything runs pretty well, and most people only need to use the basics, and they need to take some photographs, make some calls and send some texts and do some web browsing. So if all you need is that, just get whatever you can afford and don't feel under pressure to upgrade. Because I mean, I'm a professional who works in tech, and I just bought the cheapest phone I could get on my plan, and I've had it for a number of years now, and I've no intention of upgrading anytime soon.
Okay, Elaine Burke of the For Tech's Sake podcast, thank you very much.